We have Sherry Maddle on the line. She's from the Australian Marine Conservation Society, and she's a community organizer. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being available so early in the morning, all the way from the barrier, near the Barrier Reef. Is that right? Or are you in Brisbane?
No, I'm based in the heart of the Great Barrier Reef.
Yes. And you are a community organizer there.
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
Okay, tell us more about what's happening in your community and what sort of protests are happening around this, the horrible, inflicted, oh, I can't even find a word to describe. How can you describe one of the seven wonders of the world? I cannot believe it. But do tell us what's happening.
Yeah, well, the project was really brought to the community's attention about 4 years ago when Adani were looking to expand Abbott Point, which is just north of the Whitsunday Islands. And we fought really hard and we ran a really strong campaign to get some strong legislation in to ban this business-as-usual type practice of dredging the seafloor and then dumping that spoil into the Great Barrier Reef. We did have some pretty remarkable wins with getting those protections in place, largely thanks to the community and people all around the world that care about the reef. But unfortunately, we are still fighting this proposed mine, which will be one of the largest new coal mines in the world, and by Adani, and they're still wanting to dredge at Abbott Point and then ship the coal through the Great Barrier Reef to do that.
Mm. And it's really interesting how the government is supporting this proposal by Adani. And he has a colourful history by any length of measure. He's got a litany of tragic events, including a giant oil and coal spill, that the illegal clearing of protected lands and destruction of habitats around the world. And the most appalling is a massive spill of oil and 60,454 metric tons of coal when a ship sank 20 miles off the coast of Mumbai in India. And Adani did not clean up for 5 years. So he doesn't have a very sparkling history. And yet this government is supporting this man's application. In fact, it's funding it to the tune of $2 billion. Is that right, Sherry?
Yeah, actually, it's... So Adani has expressed interest in obtaining $1 billion from the Northern Australia Infrastructure Fund. Those funds are public money or taxpayers' money, and the government is very much in support of giving Adani that money and supporting Adani, despite their really dark history. You mentioned the coal ship that sank, but there is a 40-page document written by environmental lawyers, Environmental Justice Australia, and it's really quite shocking and dark just how many absolute failures that Adani has been involved in. And it stems from, you know, environmental destruction, illegal clearing of mangroves, building an airport illegally without any permission, right through to, you know, abusing basic human rights of workers, underpaying workers. There's been deaths in the company, in Adani's company in India. So, yeah, the list goes on and on, but it's not just environmental degradation. It's also impacted local communities in India. For instance, the local fishers and salt farmers have seen their fish stocks depleted. The salt farmers have had their salt polluted from the coal and the carbon pollution. So, yeah, the list goes on, and it's just a really grave concern when we're talking about this company operating in a World Heritage Area in the Great Barrier Reef.
Mm. And the other interesting thing, the other question I would ask you was, you talked about the dredging of the seafloor, but there are other implications for the Barrier Reef. I mean, given that there's already bleaching of the corals there, what are the other implications? If you could explain to our listeners, that'll be great.
Sure. So if Adani opens this mine, as I mentioned, it'll be the largest coal mine in the world. And we know that burning fossil fuels, particularly coal, exacerbates global warming. So last summer in 2016, we saw the worst coral bleaching event ever to impact the Great Barrier Reef. Almost a quarter of the corals on the reef have died, and the worst hit were were north, the far northern reef, which is actually the more pristine parts of the reef. So we're really concerned because of this existential threat of, if we open this mine and burn this coal, it's going to be a disaster for our climate. It will exacerbate global warming, and it's going to lead to more coral bleaching events, and it'll also lead to a more acidic ocean. And then, as you mentioned, the direct impacts of building a railway, using all the groundwater, dredging the seafloor, and then, of course, hundreds more coal ships travelling in and out of the Great Barrier Reef every year.
Mm, sounds absolutely horrible. Now, let's look at the political side of things. Are there any political parties or significant politicians who are supporting this campaign in Queensland?
Look, there are a few. Unfortunately, locally, all levels of government currently in power support the mine, so from the local council, the state and federal government. The Greens are completely against the project for all the reasons we've talked about.
Sure.
But, yeah, unfortunately, majority of government are supporting the mine, and they're not supporting the campaign to protect the reef.
Mm. What about the there's one politician who I believe is quite progressive, Rob Pine from Cairns, one of our first ministers with a disability, and he actually travels around in a wheelchair. Is he in support of it? Do you know?
Yeah, look, Rob Pine's wonderful. I mean, he's from Cairns, and the reef is very important to Cairns, both environmentally and socially and economically. And so Rob's a great supporter of protecting the reef. He's independent, so we're really happy to have his support. But unfortunately, there are few and far between politicians that support protecting the reef.
Mm. The complicating factor would be the fact that you've got One Nation, which apparently is quite popular in Queensland. How is that faring?
Yeah, look, apparently, I don't know much about this, but apparently they are polling quite strongly in Queensland. One Nation do support the Adani Carmichael coal mine, but they do have concerns when it comes to Adani using groundwater, because One Nation are in support of farmers.
Mm.
So,
bit of a contradiction for them.
Yeah, it is, but overall they support the mine and the port, and they support coal. In fact, I don't know if you saw, but Pauline Hanson came snorkeling on the reef.
That was appalling. Appalling.
They said it's fine.
Whoever organised it needs to be shot.
And they actually snorkeled, I think it was about 1,500 kilometres away from any bleaching.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking when I said that. They took her to the cleanest and the healthiest part of the reef and left out all the worst part, didn't they? Very clever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so the political scene doesn't look too positive, but you've got a lot of community activities going on.
Yes, yeah. Look, like, you know, we haven't had these significant environmental protections because politicians are doing the right thing. You know, the reef is an icon. Millions of people around the world love the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, yes.
And it's thanks to people power that we can really pressure our leaders and pressure our politicians to create change, and that's where the change is going to happen. So we haven't given up hope, and in fact it's the only way we've seen change happen and protecting the reef happen. So,
oh no, you can't afford to give up hope, and I don't think anyone in Australia can. But the one contradiction I find is the National Liberal Party and the LNP and the farmers. Surely the farmers would have a big say if the coal mine's going to use up more water. It'll deprive them of irrigation water. Isn't there protest among the farmers?
Yeah, look, there are farmers who are very concerned because obviously, like, if they need water for their farms, they have to apply for water licences.
Mm.
So it really is special treatment at the moment for Adani. But, you know, farmers out west are more spread out. Their land size is quite huge, so they're fewer and far between. And as I said, it's all about power and numbers. So it's quite so important for everybody to get behind the campaign to protect the reef.
Okay, thank you so much for all the information, Sherry. It's very kind of you to be available at this time of the early hour. For you, it's seven. It's just after seven, isn't it? Or almost it's an hour behind or earlier than us. So thanks so much. And
oh,
we will
no,
keep in touch. Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.